Hey everyone, have you ever launched a product and heard nothing but crickets?
Yeah, me too.
It's like you pour your heart and soul into something, and then silence.
Totally. It's like, where's the love?
Exactly. Today, we're diving into a blog that digs into this struggle, titled, How to Get Your First Customer. It's packed with insights on why getting that initial yes is more about building trust than just throwing marketing tactics at the wall.
Right. It's super relatable.
So, let's unpack this. First off, why do you think so many founders get it wrong?
Well, most jump straight into marketing. They think if they can just blast out ads or create a fancy landing page, customers will come.
Wait, really? It's not that simple?
Not at all. The blog argues that the issue is really about trust. You need to build relationships first.
Yeah, and that makes sense. So how do you actually go about building that trust?
The first step is knowing who you're selling to, like really knowing. Not just businesses and tech, but a specific type of person with a specific problem.
Oh, wow. So it's all about that specificity?
Exactly. If you're vague, your efforts won't land. It's like shooting in the dark.
So, what's a good example of this?
The blog mentions teams at Bugbase, who initially pitched to the wrong audience. Once they got specific, everything shifted for them.
So it's like they were aiming for enterprise CTOs when they should have been focusing on security leads at smaller companies.
Yes, they realized that once they got clear on their ideal customer profile, it was a game changer.
Interesting. But what about those early conversations? Isn't the instinct to sell?
Oh, for sure. But the blog emphasizes that the first few conversations shouldn't even be about selling. Just focus on understanding their problems.
Really? No pitching at all?
Nope. Just listen. Ask them about their struggles, how they're currently solving them. By listening, you build rapport and trust.
So, they become invested in you without even realizing it.
Exactly. By the end of that chat, they might feel like, wow, this person really gets me.
That's wild. So it's all about building that connection before you even bring up your product.
100%. And your network? That's your first market. You should tap into the people who already trust you.
Ah, the power of personal connections. So it's not just about cold outreach.
Right. Cold outreach can feel so transactional. But when you reach out to people who know you, there's an existing layer of trust.
Makes sense. And I love the idea of giving before asking. What does that look like in practice?
So imagine providing value upfront, like a free consultation or a nice resource that gets them to see you as a resource, not just a salesperson.
That's such a refreshing approach.
It builds a community feel.
Exactly. It's all about cultivating relationships.
Speaking of relationships, I find it interesting that you can't rely solely on scalable tactics. Like doing things that don't scale seems counterintuitive, right?
Totally. But those personal touches, like onboarding customers one by one, create real connections that pay off later.
So, it's about being memorable?
Yes, and those early customers become your strongest advocates.
And what about reaching people outside your network? It sounds like that can be tricky.
It can be. The key is to frame your outreach in a way that's about them, not you.
Oh, so instead of saying, hey, check out my product, it's more like, I see you have this problem and I can help?
Exactly. That's how to cut through the noise.
That's such a game changer.
For sure. It shifts the focus and makes them more likely to respond.
This has been such a fascinating conversation. It's incredible how much trust plays a role in acquiring that first customer.
Absolutely. Building those relationships is where it all starts.
Thanks for breaking it down with me today. Remember, folks, it's about being personal before you go all in on marketing.
Right. Trust first, tactics later.
Until next time, everyone.